don't listen to this in your minivan
with your kids
while you're doing carpool. Are we ready to start podcasting?
Hey, hold on.
Oh, Christian doesn't have her mic. I planned that on purpose.
I don't know what the hell you're doing right
now. I know
now.
You said you had an extra one for me.
Jen, have you? I bring.
You're mixing. I brought these.
You can with this. White Claw, you can mix. It's okay. Tacky as hell, but it's.
Who cares?
Fun. I like it.
I brought these Kirkland popsicles that have alcohol in them, but they weren't frozen, but really they went down pretty fast.
They look and taste just like those icy pops you had as a kid when it was 140 degrees in Nebraska and you cut the little plastic top.
That's exactly what they
are. Oh my God, those were so good. Terry ran a tight ship on those suckers. You were only allowed one a day.
They're like 40 calories. They're basically water.
Terry used to make homemade ones that were pretty good, but then she'd buy the store-bought ones, and I was like, these are so much better. We're podcasting, Jen.
We're here. Let's cheers.
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 We're in the studio.
Kristen looks really cute.
Jen looks really cute. We're actually kind of wearing opposite ensembles for what... Jen doesn't usually wear black, and I don't normally wear anything that has any visible print.
She's got... puff sleeves too. She's got a pink. It's girly with some sort of like boxy cute.
Oh, stop
flag
it. I'm not
pants.
Happy about it.
Looks very cute. I appreciate it. We're talking about girlfriends today.
We are.
We actually have a lot to talk about today because we're gonna have some. Of course, we're gonna have some quality time together, and then we're doing this new thing that's called voicemails, and you guys can help us like name what it's called.
Yeah.
Because tell them what you want to call.
I would like to call it Mom V's.
I think no one wants to open a Mom V, so I think we should call it Mom Mail. I don't
know this. I think we need to start redefining the Mom V and make it something that everybody wants to open. I think that's the problem.
We should call it Mom WAP. Isn't that what?
What's that?
The WAP.
That
Do you know what that is?
That's not what that sounds like, Jen.
Oh, no, I know it sounds like wet ass pussy.
Oh my
It's
God.
The new popular song, right?
All right with Cardi B.
Yeah, but
well,
right?
You know, we oh God.
But that has nothing to do with voicemail, so we got to get it. Otherwise, it's very confusing. We will get the wrong kind of clicks on that. We will just get like there will be like weird middle-aged men in their mom's basements like going, I'm picturing you ladies right now. You're vacuuming and you've got huge Kirkland underpants on.
Hey, man, if that does it for you, I'm literally
it
a centerfold.
It does it for my husband.
It
so.
Does it. You yeah. know what? Say what you will about Kirkland underwear. I'm telling you, I need to model for them, but they're going to have to airbrush a lot because they're the most fantastic underwear I own, and I'm currently out of them, and I will be going as we talk about this tomorrow.
You ordered 72 pair of underwear.
On accident.
But it was the wrong
garbage
kind.
Care,
okay.
And I'm all not right. going to name them because if they paid us, I'd be like,
you'd
oh,
wear them? Yeah.
No, actually, I wouldn't. I don't like underwear when it looks like it's too big and it looks like puff. It doesn't matter.
Oh,
this
yeah.
Is
that has nothing to do with voicemails. We're going to get to that later because it's technology based and I need to be a drink in before
yes.
that happens.
So we
please.
Have a voicemail section, which we're very excited about. We have not heard them.
We're going to be surprised
from
with you. Yeah.
We hope in the future you go to our Instagram or our Instagram podcast, which is I Mom So Hard podcast, and you can literally leave a voicemail for us. And also
yeah.
on the Facebook page, we have
yep.
the link too.
You just click on it. I did it from my computer to
yep.
try it out to
it's
make sure
easy,
it was easy
cheesy. And we want you to feel like we want you to use it so much that you stop introducing yourself formally and you're just like
oh,
you
it's
get
Janet.
To it. You're like,
Janet's coming.
Hey, it's Janet. I've got cramps. It would kill a horse. Yeah. My husband pisses me off. Like he wants to do it right now. And I'm like, absolutely
wait,
not.
Michelle sounded really rough on that last phone call. Do we need to give her a jingle back and make sure everything's okay? And
Michelle's
then,
like hammered. Like,
and then we've got a very special hot flash that we're doing at the
end of this episode.
Yeah.
So join us.
There's
in
so
our
much
journey
to do
for wellness.
We
and
better
self exploration.
We better stay off WAPs and
oh
underpants
God.
Or
okay, but we're also gonna talk did we say we're talking about friends? I meant
we
to
didn't
focus.
But I was gonna say this reminded me though that I do have a couple of girlfriends who have either received or given injuries from sex with their husbands, which I think is very impressive.
I don't even Oh, I do know about one.
Yep.
It's just so graphic.
Oh, I think I told you.
Like, here's the problem, though. I don't want to feel like I'm in competition with that. And I certainly don't want my husband to listen to this episode and be like, you could be doing so much more, because he knows that's true. I just don't want there to be proof.
I could be doing a lot more. But look at the size difference between my husband and I. If one of us is going to get injured, it's going to be me, like getting a fractured rib or something. We just take it slow. We're the age. That is not what this is about. We're talking about girlfriends today.
God, can but we talk about something fun?
We're having little girlfriendy chats, though.
Yeah, let's catch up on some quality time now that you talk about it.
Yeah.
Let's have some quality time.
Guilty!
I did read a thing that it's not like super newsy, and I'm going to miss some information, but I read this story about these two women that lived in the UK, and they grew up living next door to each other, and they were best friends, and then they lived in those houses their entire life. So they were best friends for 72 years.
God bless them. That's fantastic.
Basically, that's family, though. That's like more successful than most marriages. That's
hell yeah, it is. Crazy. I'm sure they've been divorced twice. They were like, I'm not moving out of this house because I like her. It's the guy that can go.
Yeah, you know, at some point in their 40s, too, they drank too much and made out. So they're just like, we're not going to bring it up.
Does that happen in your 40s? I thought that was like, that happened in my 20s.
I think that it probably happens in your 40s if you meet when you're 10. 30 years from now, you and I are going to be like, we're just bored. Let's just try it. You're going to be like, do these boobs feel really droopy? And I'll get in there and we'll be like, you know what? They actually feel great. And then we'll lean in and be like, that's not what I meant to have happen. Sorry.
And then we'll be so weirded out. And then we'll get over it immediately. And then we'll go watch something on television. Because all you really want to do is just cuddle and have someone that has a little bit of volume remote control.
Yeah.
Rather than... Hey, let's just do it. Let's real loud.
Either on a 98 or a 2.
On 2.
Yeah. Let's talk about public good.
What is it with men in a volume on the remote?
A lot of other numbers in there that you could land somewhere.
It honestly, like, they think there's two notches. And if that doesn't explain throwing your gender under the bus, but there are some things. Take a note from us. It takes more than just a couple clicks.
That's right. But we're not talking about voicemails.
We're not talking about voicemails.
We'll get to that later.
It's funny you say it because we're talking about friends today. But I recently saw this post that Selena Gomez, who, by the way, her best friend, and I wrote her name down because I didn't want to just say the best friend because that felt unfair.
Oh, interesting.
Her name is, I'm not going to get it. Somebody help me. Somebody find it for me.
Taylor Swift?
Nope.
Because I read that.
Nope. Shiza. Anyway, I'm going to get her name by the end of this episode and I'll give her a shout out. But her name, it's a very beautiful name and not easy for me to say. Gave her a kidney because she has lupus. And so she just posted this picture today. And it will be several days since then when this episode comes out. But she showed a scar from her transplant surgery. And the scar is like 4 to 5 inches in her thigh. Which I didn't realize that, like, I don't know the medical reason.
I didn't know that's
why
I kept my kidneys. Honestly, but I thought it was...
I was very confused by like that. But here's my bigger
middle thing. Back is where I thought.
they make this incision in her leg, apparently. Evidently, I don't know what the deal is, but there's a giant scar in her leg. But the thing that I was looking at is I was like, she has a tattoo on the high part of her thigh. Like, what do you call this area?
Your hip.
Her hip of, I think it's praying hands, and it's perfect. If I had that tattoo on my hip, it
those
would look like
hands.
Those are old.
What was that tattoo artist? Get a case of the shakes.
They'd be like, that person has rheumatoid arthritis in her hands. Like, it is so, like, she just looks perfect. And I think it was hard for her to post because obviously, like, a scar like that feels like massive, but for everyone else in the world, she's so perfect that I'm like, man, now you're even more perfect because you showed people an imperfection. So I adore her, and I adore her best friend, who I will figure out her name because I wrote it on my notebook.
I think that's very cool because I always, like, when I say, like, who's your friend, like, who's your one and only, the one that you've, like, known your whole life, like, and my example is, you need a kidney, who's your first phone call? that person who's like, man, you haven't called me in 5 years and you want a kidney. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but I also would be like, well, some of my friends are not very healthy, so I don't want one of their broken ass kidneys. I want somebody that is real fit. I'd also go young and fit.
Well, I also think too, like Selena Gomez has like totally changed her life around like living healthy and stuff like that. I bet it was her girlfriend that was like, I'm going to give you this, but it's coming out the hard way through my leg for some reason.
Yeah.
And you better take good care of it.
Yeah. And I also think she's really open about mental health. Because she literally looks like a porcelain doll.
She's beautiful.
She's so beautiful. She's effortless. But I do think she's really awesome about demystifying like anything that would be easy about living in a spotlight where you're that young and your life is sort of under a microscope. But still, I just go back to the praying hands that were literally praying hands. They looked like 20-year-old praying hands.
Well, it's funny because I pray for really nice 20-year-old looking hips. Just no cellulite, just a smooth.
Oh my God. It was incredible. I was like, I zoomed in. I did.
Not creepy.
I didn't look at the scar. I looked at the praying hands like, oh, to be young again with that body, what I would do.
Well, so when I was looking up famous girlfriends, which Kristen and I did not collaborate on this first, we were just talking about girlfriends and we both happened to look up like, who are famous people who are friends?
Yeah.
And an article I read said that Selena Gomez and Taylor Swift are like very tight.
Oh, yes, they are very tight. I think they help each other like sort of promote each other's music, which seems very cool.
That kind of feels amazing, which also it brings me to
butthole.
Not buttholes. What?
What are you saying?
Why'd you call me a butthole?
Well, I didn't know what you were going to say next, but whenever you say that, it usually comes with some sort of comment about me.
No. I'm going to say something about my other best friend.
Oh,
Stevie Nicks.
Oh, yeah.
We've been listening to The Bridge a lot.
Oh, God.
She really says some sort of
I don't think you want to be best
shit.
Friends
I don't
with
think
her.
So either.
I think you want to love her. Yeah. I think you want to have it doesn't have to be a full-fledged relationship. I think you want to have a Bridges of Madison County weekend.
Just something to get it out
just
of my system.
Just to get it out of your system, to understand, to have questions answered.
Well, I also feel like I just want her to say, like, yeah, you're cool. Because then nobody else in the world needs to.
You would never like, feel bad about yourself ever again.
I would forever have the confidence I needed to do anything. But I don't think she's going to think I'm cool.
But if you guys were in a bubble bath together, you'd be like, and she was like, Jen, you're so cool. You'd be unstoppable.
Jen, quit staring at my boobs.
Are they heavy? Are they saggy?
Hold on.
I've done this before. It's weird.
They're surprisingly perky.
I'm just going to lean in right now. She's like, I've done this like.
Take my breath away.
Yep. Yeah, she's done it like 100 times.
Probably everybody who meets her does that, though.
Yeah.
Most people. You know how I know? This is how we've been listening to The Bridge so much. No. My husband saw on iTunes, like, you know, you play a song and I'll give you lyrics.
Yeah.
Gypsy came on and he sat and he read the words. Every time I walk into a room, he's listening to Gypsy now. And I'm like, girl, do you have a new jam? He's like, I never listened to the words of this song before. It's like, there's always a chance to get back to who you are and like be your Gypsy self. And I'm like, you want to take a bath with Stevie Nicks and me?
This is, oh gosh, you guys, we talked about this in another episode, that the potential of swinging, that the asterisk on that is if she asks her, Jen and her husband, then they both would be like, all right.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe we'll just naked bubble bath.
And she'll be like, number one, you guys are too boring. Number two, if we have any sort of rough sex, I'll break my ribs because you both outweigh me by at least 75 pounds. So let's not do this.
Can I tell a terrible, but this is going to sound so Hollywood, and I only have like 3 of these stories, but I do have a Stevie Nicks story.
Yes, please.
Okay. Non sequitur, but God, you guys know me and I don't take medication. So here we go. So Jen and I had the awesome opportunity to go see Tom Petty play at the Hollywood Bowl. And literally the next day he died.
Yeah, it was his last concert.
It was his last concert. My hair is in my headphones. So we were at his concert. He died the next day. Turns out randomly my next door neighbor was the drummer, and we lived in not a nice part of town. I mean, it's perfectly fine, but you don't expect to walk out and see your neighbor Steve, who waters his lawn every day and smokes his cigar, playing drums at Tom Petty, like,
yeah.
And I was like, holy shit, that's our neighbor.
For those of you just listening, she did play air drums.
I played air drums.
She's very good.
So he's literally like the coolest dude. So the next day, we hear the news of Tom Petty. Because our neighbor Steve walked over and was telling us how sad it was to say goodbye to his friend. And in my head, I'm like, he's talking about Tom Petty. This is like a rock moment. Like, I'm not cool enough to be at a party after a show, but I am cool enough to listen to a guy tell me a story about how he died on my porch. So I'm listening to him tell.
Hold on, back it up a little bit.
Yeah,
sorry. Tom Petty died on your porch.
No, not okay. Tom. No. That would have been
That's not a great story. That's never a good story.
That would be the only story I would tell at every party. Do you guys want to hear how Tom Petty died on my porch? That's how I'd start.
By the way,
everything.
We both love Tom Petty, so we're love not him being so much. Heartless. We love him.
No, yeah. God. I mean, if you knew how much we loved him, that's like, you know, he's our hero. Anyway,
I can't say Reseda without going Reseda.
Yeah, that's the most offensive part of this
There's
conversation.
A freeway running through the yard.
Oh, we sound like Alanis Morissette. Yep. Okay, so Steve comes over and tells us that Tom Petty passed away. And then he goes, it was really beautiful. We were all there. We all had a chance to say goodbye. I was sitting next to Stevie. I go, wait, what? I go, you were sitting. And my husband will tell you this story that I literally, like, my eye, like, I was looking down when Steve was talking. And the second he said Stevie, my eyes popped up really big. And I go, Stevie, like Stevie Nicks? And my husband, like, looked at me with, like, can you just have an ounce of chill in this moment? And I was like, I didn't know you knew her. But if you know her, I just was going to say it.
He's like, yeah.
And he goes, yeah, we have a poker night because we're all sober. And I was like, is that on Tuesdays? Because I can be sober for that. I could just stop by. The moral of the story is I'm very close to knowing Stevie Nicks. So you're four
basically,
degrees.
Basically, I
I'm
know.
I'm basically best friends with her, which is how I start all my friendships, aggressively and through a stalking.
I love that so much because you took a gigantic risk because somebody who was like heavy into rock in the 80s, there's probably a lot of guys just named Steve that go by Stevie today still.
It was the way he said it. I knew he meant Stevie Nicks. I don't know what it was. It was just the way he said it.
He was like Stevie Nicks.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, you dropped something, buddy.
I know.
Buddy.
And yeah, I kind of think he did. So name. You know what? Sorry, neighbor Steve, but I want to be at your poker party with you guys. He would practice his drums, like not even practice because he's so good. He just would get out there and like
show off.
Fine.
Yeah.
It's the only time I've ever had a neighbor that had a drum set that I was like, keep playing. You know, it's usually some like 11-year-old that's in band and you're like, God, life is horrible. Who came up with an orchestra at this age?
My brother sent the kids drum sets and I'm like, I thought you liked me.
Yeah. They only do them for like 5 seconds and if it sticks, they get good.
Or when friends come over, it sounds like they're destroying them, but unfortunately they're not.
Well, listen, I play the air drums.
You get into it. Back to girlfriends.
Back to girlfriends.
Stevie Nicks is not our girlfriend. So Kristen and I have been girlfriends for like
100 years.
15.
I think it's 15 years.
I think it's about 15 years. And I think it's important to say it too because we didn't like meet in college. We met when we were like adult people. Yeah, we should have. But we, like, it's hard to meet adult friends unless you do live next door to them or whatever. Come to find out when we met, we kind of did live next door to each other.
We lived a block away from each other and we drove matching Mini Coopers.
We were living parallel lives.
Parallel lives, enjoying a pub on the beach.
So nice.
I need a time machine.
I know. Just for a day.
Yeah, just for a day. But, you know, we did. We became friends really fast. And I do remember, like, we had such fun. And then when we had kids, I remember our friendship, like, feeling very important to me. Because, man, there's nothing like when you have those babies. You need that mom friend in a way that you can't explain. And it's different when... I get it. When you're in public and you're with your husband, you're like, he's my best friend. No, he's not. I get it. I get why we say that. It sounds good. And my husband's awesome. And he dances really girly like, and we get along on a million
levels.
He's a
great dancer.
But at the end of the day, he's not a girlfriend. He doesn't do that thing, which I feel like on some level, your girlfriends, your real true friends, they show a mirror to you that you like the reflection. And so like where you've been so hard on yourself, you get that friendship next to you that goes like, no, those pants look great on you. Like we just stop criticizing ourselves and sort of lean into the opinion of the friend we're with.
I like that because part of like the reason men and women fight, I think sometimes it's like men are such solvers. They want to fix a problem.
God, don't I know
it. Women will be like, no, you can just tell me about this work person that you hate for 4 hours and I'm just gonna yes and you the whole time. I'm gonna tell you about that person I work with that I don't like they don't try to fix it or anything. They make you feel okay with your feelings and your opinions,
and if they're a great friend, they make you feel right.
Yeah,
that's the more important. Like I don't want the friend that's like, well, you know what, I can see his side. I don't want you to see his side. I want you to see my side. Even if I'm totally wrong. No. I mean, yes, in some ways you're very good at being objective, but if I'm coming at you hot about something I feel very upset about, you're with me until I simmer down.
Yeah, I think you got to tell the difference too. Women can probably gauge those subtleties a little bit better than men can.
Yeah, like if I was like, man, this guy got so mad at me that I ran into his parked car, I think you'd be like, well,
do you have your turn signal on?
You know,
that's what your husband would say. He'd be like, oh, well, see, were you signaling that turn? Were you like,
yeah, we would just get in an argument over it. Because you're right, men try to like solve the problem. This is what I say to my husband every time I start to talk to him. I go, I don't want you to try to fix this. I just need to talk about it. And he's like, so what you're saying is you just want me to sit here and listen?
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's exactly what I want you to
Nailed
do.
It.
And then I want you to tell me my lipstick looks nice and you can tell I got my hair done.
Yeah.
And what I want you to have is a vagina is what I really want.
See?
See?
What?
Well, see? Wap. I need a wap. But I can't believe I just used that
word. I
can't. I'm so funny about the P word. It's like the one word that I'm like, I whisper it.
It's so funny too.
I'm fairly like,
this is a woman who can crush a beer can on her forehead.
Right. But somebody says the P word and I'm like,
yeah,
it's so nutty.
It's in the same like world as panties. It's got like a weird.
Panties, I'll use that word because I think it's funny and it really grosses people out. Sorry, I'm chewing on ice while we have a.
We're professional podcasters, you guys. I like manties too to call my husband's underwear.
I used to call my husband's underwear panties and he would get so mad as though I wasn't doing it to mess with him. I'm like, have you ever dated a woman with a sense of humor or, God forbid, gave you a hard time back? Because he's the youngest, so he's big baby about stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm the oldest, so I tease.
If my husband told me that he had ever dated anyone more entertaining than me, I would be like, I'm filing for divorce.
Same.
Like, if anybody has made you laugh, I'm out of here.
You can say that you've... Well, I don't know if I'd love it if my husband was like, yeah, I dated a chick that was way more attractive than you. I don't think he's a moron. I don't think he would say that. But if he ever said, oh, man, I've dated a girl that was funnier than you, we would get in a fist fight.
Honestly. I know. I agree with that. Does he call him drawers, though? Because he's from the South.
No, he's so weird about it. There's like all this. He's like doesn't want to admit that certain things happen. Like, he's just...
What do you mean? What's happening in those drawers?
Oh, my God. I don't know, but if you can explain why there's no crotch in them at some point, I'm like, can we replace these? Do you even know what support feels like down there? They're not supposed to rub on your jeans.
It says wab. When he goes to the gym, he's got that wet-ass balls. Look, we're all human beings.
We fifth graders.
Maybe you need to, you know what? Remember your mom, like when you were a kid, used to like iron the holes in your jeans with like those little
iron
patches? You can do that on his gym shorts.
Hell
Kristen.
No, I'm not doing that. He's not buying like Louis Vuitton underwear. They're from Amazon. They're like $8 for a three set. But
my God,
so
my mom probably
out.
Bought my jeans at TG&Y and was still like, I'm going to spring for this 15-cent patch. I'll do it 4 and 5 times.
I think I've told you this before. This is so disgusting. My mom's going to flip out. But my mom used to cut the crotches out of my dad's old underwear and use them for dust cloths. And I'd be like, yo, Terry, I don't think this is pine salt. And I'm like, this is just what? She's like, you know what? They make great dust cloths. I'm like, perhaps I don't want to use they my really dad's do. Butt shorts on your credenza, Terry.
Well, they've been washed so much that the fibers don't leave fibrous residue, but they could leave other residues. But she cut the crotch out, so she knew what she was doing.
No, Jen, she kept the crotch.
What?
That's what I'm saying. She cut the sides, so then it's just like, imagine cutting the sides of your underwear up. Then she cut the tops. So where the wiener comes out of the underpants is the part she kept. That's what we were dusting with.
Okay, I'm picturing tidy whities.
Tidy whities. It's absolutely the 80s.
All right. Well, I'm thinking of the ingenuity here, because you could maybe take that little contraption on the front and do some sort of like a Swiffer stick through it. You could probably get cobwebs up high with that. That feels like, but I don't want.
You know what she thought it would work well as? A pocket for like an 8-year-old's hand, which is disgusting. That sounds disgusting. That might sound totally.
No, I know what you mean. For you know, cleaning.
Like yeah. Like I'm wearing like oven mitts in their crotches of underpants.
So you can clean very quickly and it doesn't fall off.
Looks like I'm like buffing a car.
Well,
disgusting.
I think maybe like the large tortured. Panel in the back would be a nice.
Dude, this is not my dad's fault. This is my mom's fault, and he's going to be the one that's embarrassed. This is my mom's fault. Like, why would you do that? Thank God I'm a comedian. I mean, this is what shit happens.
Well, nobody's going to use my underwear for cleaning because it will cut you and scar you because it's all like just frayed like silk on the edges. It's like been washed so that it's like. There's no bend to it.
I won't use
did I
mine.
Say silk? I meant lace.
I know. I was like, silk?
I don't
lace?
Have any
what the
silk.
Hell are you doing?
I meant lace, and I meant lace Merona underpants from Target. And after you've had them for 12 years, I'm going to write a letter. They don't hold up that well.
Yeah, that's mine. I'm like, you know what? I got these underwear in 1994, and now yeah. I use them as a satchel because they won't fit over my ass.
When you go to stretch your underwear, the lace cracks.
And they're like, well, it was never meant to be one size fits all, ma'am. It was never meant. Shut your damn mouth.
I've had babies. I didn't choose this. This
shut your
me.
Mouth. Man, God. Maternity underwear, the most comfortable thing. You feel like they're so humiliating, but they're so comfortable. I wore them for like 2 years.
I'm finding that I still have a bunch of like low-waisted underwear from ugh. Before babies. And I go and I put it on and then I'm just picking it out on my cheeks.
I pick it out of every area.
Yeah.
And also,
oh, and right here, probably. If you see anything happening.
I thought I would. That's why I'm such a fan of Kirkland underwear. I'm telling you, the Celine, they're, you know, whichever one you get, if you want a lot of boxy comfort coverage, that's nice. I'm looking at this young millennial behind the camera as I'm talking about these underwear feeling oh so desirable. But my husband thinks they're cute. Well, I mean, he doesn't care.
Yeah, I know. You get into marriage land and you are walking through the desert and those Kirklands are going to look like a mirage. And that those Kirklands.
That mirage is a whap. I'm sorry. Right. That's disgusting. What are we doing? This is a filthy.
Why can't we be?
Why can't we be? Because we're friends and we can. This is what girlfriends are like when.
Yeah, we're supposed to build each other up.
That's like, right. We're supposed to support a joke and always bring a callback.
We're supposed to support each other's WAPs, too. Wait,
oh, my God. I mean, I hope it doesn't come to that. I hope that everything stays where it's supposed to be and you never have to truly support it.
No.
I don't want you to do it.
Not
although
with my
if
hands.
I did,
no.
If I did have a situation, I do think I could ask you and you would help me.
I would.
If I was like, I got something down there that scares me and I don't know what it is, I think it would be one of those situations where I just need you to go in, take a look, come out. Don't ever talk about it to anybody ever again.
Here's the double-edged sword of my friendship. I would do that. And in the moment, I would not make you feel bad. I would be super chill about it. I would not tell anybody. I'm a steel trap. But I would give you shit about it
for the rest of my life. We would be somewhere totally nice, a nice dinner, and you would say, do you remember that time I had to look at your vagina to see what yeah. that...
I would be like... Man, somebody really was hard on these curtains. You know what I mean, Kristen? Looks like they could use some dry cleaning.
I wouldn't want it any other way. That's who I am as a friend. I think I'm twisted because I do believe if somebody gives you shit, if your friend gives you shit, they love you. It is the only way. And that's one thing about I Mom So Hard that's been so fun is in the beginning when we started and we were giving each other shit on camera, it never occurred to us that that was something that wasn't shown very often.
Yeah.
And then everyone was like, oh my gosh, this is exactly how I talk with my best friend. And I was like, oh, right. We aren't showing this enough. We aren't showing two women that can like have a good time and are not precious, and we're not getting our feelings hurt because
yes,
you throw there, a zinger that's funny.
Yeah, there definitely is a happy medium between the Saved by the Bell female relationship and the like Real Housewives relationship,
right,
where it's like,
where are we in that? Saved by the Bell meaning like young and sort of everybody's fine.
Like where you would confront things or talk about things in like a very surface, like happy or overly like serious, like
Jesse, you're taking too many diet pills and you're not sharing
because exactly
you're gonna make a horrible decision about a future movie that will go down as a cult classic.
You got a doctor you can hook me up with? That's where I live right now. But that's, we do give each other a hard time, but I can't imagine it any other way.
No, it's my favorite. I'm telling you, like, I think I have this weird thing in my brain that's like, I just need you to make fun of me or give me some sort of shit, and then I know that I'm in or that we're best friends. I also come on very strong. I also misread, and I also have a poor judgment of boundaries. So
what's the misread thing?
Well, like, I'm kind of like, oh, yeah, now we're friends. Like, Kelly Clarkson, I was like, I think she wants to give me her phone number so we can be best friends. I think she wants to be our best friend. Oh. I'm not saying I don't. I think I still stand by it.
All right. You have very optimistic interpretation of signals.
Don't tell me you didn't feel the same way when we were sitting there, like that we could all be in a patio together having drinks.
Oh, no, I absolutely felt that.
And then
that
she'd pull out a guitar and then she'd just start riffing. And then she'd be like, Kristen, you want to sing backup vocals? And I'd be like, yeah, Kelly. Sounds so fun.
But you know
what? Then we'd go on the road together.
Oh, boy. Now I get what you mean.
And then I'd start playing drums, and she'd be like, you're natural.
But here's, I love that, and I do feel like I could love Kelly for the rest of my life. No, I feel like we could all be friends, but really, like, famous people, they're so, like, charismatic. You know, I've heard that. I don't know this, but I've heard that it's like, you know, who's the guy who plays Wolverine?
Yeah, he's Jackman. So hot. I panicked.
Yeah, Hugh Jackman makes everybody around him feel special.
Yeah.
Like that, and that translates to the
he's also gorgeous and a great dancer.
Yeah, me too. But you know what? I don't have that charisma.
Yes, you absolutely do. That's so dumb.
I'm such a bad dancer.
You're not a bad dancer. That's incorrect. You
I'm
like
a lazy
to make it,
dancer.
No, you like to make it look like you're a bad dancer because it's really funny. But you're not a bad dancer. I'm not a bad dancer either.
You're
I'm actually
a
fantastic
dancer.
And
I do,
and
I have recognized one of your dance moves as being from Go Noodle. We'll talk about that later.
You know what? My moves were here first. Go Noodle's been out for 4 minutes. Fucking Go Noodle, man.
That's what we do for PE. And I was trying to do this dance to Dynamite. And I'm like, that is Kristen's signature move. Either she stole that or they stole that from her.
I think they steal that from me because I am pre-internet. So fuck them. That was my move way
she
before.
She learned it from a fax machine.
Shut up.
An old reel-to-reel.
You remember being at dances and doing like the... Doing like the running man. Like all the dances we did could not have been
the Roger Rabbit.
They could not have been more unsexy. And by the way, something you cannot do with another human. You can't Roger Rabbit grind.
You know what? That's what our parents were like. Let's have these preteen girls do this really stupid dance move and just the boys will scatter.
Well, they'll all do it and it's aerobic and they'll get tired and then they won't want to hump each other because it's literally the coolest dance moves. Like the bus driver, am I supposed to do that with a human?
What's the bus driver?
You know where you're like driving a bus and you like just...
Oh, that one. You know, that's another
am I supposed to be doing that with... Like, oh, sorry, I'm hitting my microphone as I work it out. Am I supposed to do that with my husband? Like, let's get it on, do the bus driver.
Oh, that's how we do it at my house.
Gross. I don't want to think about that. It's upsetting
to me. Very safe. It's very safe. Nobody gets injured.
Well, let me ask you this. On the subject of...
She's so uncomfortable.
I'm so uncomfortable. Like, all I think of is Brit naked, and it makes me so upset.
Wait a second. Why is that what your brain goes to when I...
I don't know, because he's weird about it, and I'm weird about it, and I don't want to think about your husband naked. They Meanwhile, Colin will walk out naked. He's perfectly fine. You guys are both so, like...
I'm not as much as Colin is. Colin's, like, happy to wear a Speedo just on a Zoom. It's like trivia night, and Kristen's like, Colin, go put his shirt on. Would you? And put your legs
to But he's weird about talking about, like, underwear or, like, I'm like, hey, man, I want to tell you something. We got two small bathrooms and not great plumbing. I don't understand why you accidentally hit the heater button every single time. And then part of me feels like you're starting to do it on purpose because we're in this fucking house all the time. Can you hit the right fan? Can you spray some of the spray? I bought the nice stuff. Please help me. Why is that? And then he's like, I don't know what you mean. Like, I'm like, yeah, man, poop. You poop and I poop.
Yeah, my husband is a little bit careful. He's a little shy about the poop thing. I'm very open and honest about my pooping. I know,
Jen is. And she'll do it anywhere. It's like me, I'm like, I like to poop at home where I'm comfortable. Jen will be like, you guys, I need 5 minutes. I'm just going to go into this outhouse.
I yelled across our house earlier this week, hey, the contractor needs to talk to you. Don't go in our bathroom. And he was like, looked at me like,
I know, that's Colin. I think it's like the Southern thing. There's like like manners. Like, yeah. No one toots, no one. But I think they're hilarious. My kids think they're hilarious. I laugh that my husband is so like pearl clutchy. Like, how dare anybody have a moment?
I'm like,
you smell terrible.
We all have to be honest about this, because if you're going to act like you don't toot, you better goddamn never toot around me, man, because I'll make you pay for it.
I have been with my husband a decade. I walked in one time and I was like, oh God, is our drain backed up? And he just sat there and I was like, what is that? And I kept like deep breathing, trying to figure out. And then I go, God, is that you? And then he was like, I'm sorry. And I was like, just go get some spray, man. Or at least tell me. I ripped one watching Netflix. Like, let me know what's going on.
You should get him those little like trees that you hang from your rear view, like loop on his pants or something like that. Just for days post homemade chili or something like that. I've told you that story about my waking up in the middle of the night to the burglar.
No.
Okay. So this is before we had kids. And
I don't know what this is.
Okay.
Please don't be a naked story.
No. With the ghost, that's a different one.
Yeah.
So we lived in this old house, and it was kind of like in a busy part of town where you're like, yeah, that's probably where your house would sort of like get broken into, like a lot of foot traffic and stuff like that. So I was always like kind of slept with one eye open there. And then this one night I heard a burglar. I heard somebody breaking in.
Wait, is this the house in Venice? Is that what you're saying?
No, on Olympic.
On Olympic, yeah. Got it.
So I heard it. I got up and I was like, you know, you're like kind of half asleep. I was like, wait, am I crazy? Did this happen? Like, Britt's asleep. I'm going to wait and see if like the motion lights go on or something like that. Because I don't want to wake him up and have this be like a false alarm or whatever. So I'm walking around and I hear this voice go, Jen. And it's my husband, fully awake, and he goes, what are you doing? And I go, shh, I just heard something. Somebody's trying to break in the house. And he goes, I just passed gas really loud and I woke you up. Convinced that somebody like was trying to pry open a window and it was my husband. It was so scary and so upsetting all at once.
Oh man, it makes me think of all the like, oh man, that's such a big deal to you when you're like a new couple. Like, that's the hard line. Like, first poop. Like,
yeah.
What, like, really everything from there, like, even your first period around some of your dating is not that weird because that you want, but like the other two, you're like, oh, it makes me, oh. So yeah. Like all the, this is
so gross.
Isn't that the worst? You're dating somebody and you're like, you don't have a door in your bathroom?
Like, or like a plunger? Like, yeah. Did you hear the
something
one
about that shrimp hit me wrong at dinner? It was... Sure, that was a French restaurant.
There was a story that went viral. This is so gross. And it was about a girl who was dating a guy and she pooped in his house and she was super embarrassed.
Wait, did she crawl out a window?
No, she put it in her purse.
In a what? In a, like, did she have a baggie or something?
I don't know. She was like, she just said like she.
Like, I just, there's so many questions.
I mean, can you imagine, like, you're like, how many, you should not be sleeping with that guy if you're putting poop in your purse. If you.
Absolutely I mean, not.
And that guy could be like my soulmate and I'd be like, I can never. Talk to you again because I can't ever talk about the poop in the purse. All I know is she did not, it wouldn't flush or it was too big or it was a disaster.
Girl.
She put it in her bag. I'd be like, I'm not putting that in my fucking purse. My purse is worth too much money. I'm going to have a really uncomfortable conversation and never talk to you again.
I'd have this like enormous poop and I would have just brought like a key fob or just something that my lipstick and my
clutch.
ID. Yeah.
You're like, he keeps wanting to talk to you on the way out the door and you're like, I got to go. Yeah. I got to go.
I feel like I read something about a woman that set it out on a window ledge. Big city, like security caught her. But ladies, if you are dating a man who doesn't understand basic biology and that all humans poop, how good is that guy gonna? How's that guy gonna find your WAP, man? Your WAP? How's he gonna find all the parts he needs to know about there?
But Jen, I think sometimes we get more hung up on it than I don't know what you're supposed to be like in that case because, like, are you supposed to be like, hey, dude? I just dropped a deuce in your bathroom and it's not flushing. Or are you like, do you like, I dookied? Like, I don't know what you're. Well, but you have to tell him. And I think sometimes we as women get way more hung up on stuff. You don't. You're like, I had a bowel movement. It was aggressive. I need a plunger.
I crammed my pants back into a plumber one time. Like, how much longer are you going to be in there? He's like, 15. And I was like, never mind. I'll be down in the basement washing my pants
Jen
out.
Shit her pants.
Yeah.
In front of a plumber.
I was taking Ally, doubled the dose. It was a bad idea. Don't do it. I mean, do it, but don't. Make sure you've got a functional bathroom somewhere. We don't give medical advice.
I think I knew that story about you before I met you.
Absolutely.
Because Ruben told me that story. Because,
oh, no.
Because some men are still like, I remember when Ruben and I were roommates. Ruben is one of my oldest friends. We've all been friends for, geez, like 20 years. And we were roommates when I first moved out here. And I would be on my period. And we only had one bathroom. And you would have thought that, like, I don't know, like I left some sort of sex toy on the. And he's like, there's a box of tampons on the. There's a thing on the, there's, and I was like, gross. I didn't leave one out. He's like, no, the box is on the, I was like, we share a bathroom. There will be tampons in here, my friend.
Yeah. I'm not saving a box of used ones. These are all like,
this is all
ready.
Fresh and new. Yeah. And they look like cotton, you know, seahorses. So fucking chill.
That makes me so uncomfortable. And I think my husband was a little bit more uncomfortable, but has like had to be desensitized to it. But it does bother me where it's like, if you're going to be really hypercritical of my stuff that goes on because I'm a human being, I'm going to be come at you, man.
Well, and that's what I have to say in defense of my husband. He's fantastic in that regard. You know it. Like, mm-hmm. We've talked about this many times. When I was on bed rest with Eleanor, he went to a lactation class by himself to learn so I could nurse more successfully. And then... And then he felt like he learned how to, like, you know, overhaul a carburetor. And he felt like every woman needed to hear his words. And I was like,
then he got too, he got too comfortable on the topic.
Literally, one time my friend Caroline, like, put him on speakerphone. And she was like, no, wait, I just grabbed a sandwich. Because I was like, oh, God, if he becomes a lactation coach, he'll be so happy.
I can see that. Because I could see he's probably going to write a musical for the kids about puberty.
He is. He's a little too blunt sometimes, but I know it all comes from a place of him feeling like he was raised in a little bit of like, there was a little bit of shame. There was a little bit of like, don't say anything. Don't talk about anything being, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, God forbid we talk about, you know, masturbation, or God forbid
his
we
mom
talk
is
about
super ladylike. Like, she
very proper.
Literally wears pearls.
Yeah, like, very proper. Just, there's just a... that's inappropriate to talk about, and from her generation. And she's a wonderful mother and she's a wonderful lady, but
it, yeah, you know, it probably is generational, because my mom is a little bit like that too, even though she's in the medical profession. But yeah, nobody will laugh harder at a dirty joke than that woman.
Yeah.
Like, she loves, you know.
Yeah.
It's nice for somebody else to say it, and then you feel like.
Yes. And it also shows that they have a sense of humor. My mom was too open. It was like her favorite thing. It was like, do you want to talk about, have you had your period? I was like, can we? I'm 11 and I got now 6 years to go. So if you're going to bring this up to me. And then all of a sudden she was like, I don't think it's going to happen. Do we have to go to a doctor? I'm like, Terry, yeah, come on, man. But I do think Colin is very open, and he, true story, went into the aisle. He's bought me tampons like our whole relationship. He's just at the grocery store, yeah, and he'll buy them for me. He told me he went to Target and he went into the line to buy tampons, and he was unsure of what I needed. So he asked a young woman that was in the aisle, and he was like, my wife really needs a thick pad. Which one do you recommend? And I was like, Colin, it's not like it's not a Yelp review. Like, you can't just ask this poor young woman what tampon size. That's not how our vaginas work. And there is a little bit of, be a little discreet, but he's like, large tampons aisle 5. Like, he has zero shame about that, which I love. Because with Eleanor, he'll be very open.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
It's awesome. I need him to pump the brakes a little bit. He's, you know, I'm like,
in Target anyways.
In Target anyways. He does think it's hilarious to wear a Speedo. He's not a small dude. So but the Speedo is quite small. So there is a lot to see. And I love it. But I'm just saying, our neighbors probably are cautious.
He does this trick where it'll be a waist up Zoom, and then he'll stand up.
Yeah, on our weekly trivia nights, Colin likes to wear a Speedo and then stand up at a weird time and show his butt. It makes me laugh every time, because we are those people. That's why we're married.
It's really funny.
It's my favorite.
It's very funny. We've talked a lot about poop and not girlfriends, but this is what girlfriends talk about, you guys.
Oh, man. It's
I know.
Best. And these are my favorite stories. When women get together and, like, tell, like, share it, man.
Oh, my
it's
gosh.
It's like breaking bread.
It's
you
true.
Take it to the grave.
Listen, I know that. You guys think, you men out there, you think Sex and the City is like, wow, women get together and they talk about how much they love to give blowjobs. That is not true or what happens.
And we all talk about it and we shake our head and we're like, it was his birthday.
I'll tell you, Kristen
30 seconds.
Suck the marrow out of a hot wing. But that's the only exciting thing that will happen. She's not going to let us use this podcast, by the way.
I'm going to blow a gasket. Again, the only thing I'm going to blow is a gasket. What are we? We're so rated R right now. We've just been like...
I know.
Oh, my God.
Can this be like... Can we release this episode late
explicit
at night?
This is not the one to you were going to have
They'll
to have
never get married.
What do you mean?
Like... your kids will never get married if you hear, like, that's what the beyond looks like.
Yeah. Maybe what you do is if you have, like teenagers, you crank this up and you make them focus. And you have them listen.
And is what happens
what?
To you.
It's it's a story of, what do they call it when it's a story of, like...
A fable.
Not a fable of, like, a cautionary tale. It's a cautionary tale.
I think that's
tale.
What a fable is.
We're learning. I'm learning about stuff. Both fables, both don't exist.
two ways to keep your kids on the straight and narrow and away from having sex. Have them listen to us and teach them how to do only the running man is their only dance routine at dances.
Correct.
But people have to stay far away or they will get a fist to the face.
But if you can running man with another person, you can't have sex with them because you're meant to be together. rhythmically, that is.
That's how people get hurt.
That's, but I'm just saying, there, okay. everyone else is going to break something.
Okay.
I think we've covered our bases, Jen. I don't know. Can we go to voicemails now?
That's what I was going to say. Is that's a nice segue into voicemails, actually, because here's other things that women talk about when they get together.
Yeah, should we tell them where these voicemails came from?
Again? Like the people's names? Or, well, you can...
Oh, I think I have them.
You can link. We'll just say their first name and their last initial. Right?
I don't even know if I have that. I think they say their name on the voicemail because everybody's being really formal. So it's like, hi, I'm Peggy Johnson. At least that's what I think because I haven't listened to any.
Okay.
But I think that's what Aaron told us. So we have these voicemails. As you know, you can go to our podcast, iMom So Hard podcast on Instagram, or just our regular Instagram, which is iMom So Hard. And in the stories, there's an easy swipe up, or on Facebook, there's a link and you can leave us a voicemail. So if you...
We're so excited to listen to these.
God, if you've listened to this episode and you've got funny stories to tell, if any of you have ever left poop on a balcony, please, God, tell me.
I want to know that story.
All we're going to do is listen to all of those stories and just... pee our pants.
Well, we had this idea to do these voicemails because back when we were new doing the web series and had Kristen's home phone number on our website, women would call at all hours and leave hilarious messages.
But we didn't know for the longest time. There was one woman who just literally started in the middle and she was like, oh God, my C-section scar hurts so bad today. We were like, who just had a C-section? Did I forget to get a gift?
Some of them. It honestly was like, do you have a number that's close to like a free clinic or something? What, some of these are weird about your body.
There was so many, but you know what? We love the openness. So we asked for it and we got it.
Let me hear it.
Let me see what we got here. Okay, guys, we're on to our mom V's. Until we get a new
mom
segment.
Mail. Mom mail.
Mom mail is so boring. Mom mail is so boring, but
our females.
That's funny.
Maybe
females.
Females.
Female. Female. Females.
Hi, honey. This is Mom, and I just want to let you know that I did get a flight booked. I'm going to be there on October 24th to October 31st. Now, you and Colin need to get away for a couple of days because remember, on day 4, that's when I start driving you crazy. So it would be a great idea to do just that. I cannot wait to get there and love on those grandkids. And if I can help you do anything else, rearrange furniture, buy more dishes, whatever, I would love to. Love you very much. Bye.
Get it, Terry. Get it.
Get it. Well played, lady. That was my mom. See, she's at the root. Crafty. She's a smart ass. So
Oh, man.
That was a surprise. I liked hearing her voice. She's very ornery.
I'm excited to see her too.
I know. She's going to do, you know, all the stuff. So
she'll be there for Halloween.
Is she? Is that what she says?
Yeah.
Oh, crap. I got to get my house
put listening, together. Terry. I'm listening.
My mom would love it if my house looked like Jen's. She always goes, Jen takes such pride in her house.
Ow.
Jen? You know what? I understand where Jen's coming from because she likes to have a lot of dishes and, you know, different serving trays. Kristen, do you have just the one spoon?
And it's like a spoon from like the St. Louis Arch, like one of those tiny little. Yeah, that's from my house.
Jen always likes to wear lipstick. I, too, believe that a nice lip really makes you look better. You know, Kristen, you look good with lipstick when you wear it.
I agree with Terry on almost all of those points.
She's awesome. That's fun. That was a great way
Let's do a hot flash.
We're going to do a very special
hot flash. I'm going to try and make it through.
We're going to make it through.
Hot flash. Hot flash.
Hot flash. This hot flash is dedicated to Zsa, Jen's dog.
It was my dad's dog who came to live with us 3 years ago. And then last night she passed away, but she was the woman we all aspire to be. I was in mad love with her.
God rest her soul, because this dog, who was like 16,
She's 13 or 14.
She's 13 or 14, and she's a lab mix. This woman dog was, thick in the middle and absolutely thick in the back as we can be. And she would jump onto a 4-foot counter and eat a bag of bread and she'd eat the bag.
Days before, which had I known then what I know now, I would have let her eat all of that diet bread, but I didn't.
That's probably what made her poop is like.
No, she always pooped. She had an incontinence issue, but who hasn't, right?
Yeah, I've peed three times. We've laughing all got in one this of those. Episode. I'm but so she was, sorry she passed was, away. That's thanks. Hard.
Yeah, all doggies. And she was special because she was my dad's dog, but.
I know. And she's in a happier place and she's with him and yeah. She gets to eat all the carbs she wants and absolutely. Be happy.
That's what I'm picturing her with, like all the tennis balls at a like the world's most beautiful dog park. And my dad is just like chucking Taco Bell tacos at her. And she is like, oh, this heaven stuff is real.
They're
man.
Getting in his van. They're going through the drive through. Everybody knows him. Everybody knows the dog. Yep. They're getting, the seven layer burrito.
Zsa, you getting your usual?
Rolf.
Yeah. And then she was so disappointed to live with us. But she was so good to my kids and she was so good to me.
She's sweet. And she was a heavy breather. And then she'd come in and just plop down in your lap. Bubba. Yeah. And I was like, that's how I'm going to live my final days.
That's right. That's how I'm going to spend my geriatric years is pooping and peeing everywhere.
Pooping and peeing for a good carb.
Yeah. Eating whatever walks by.
Well, bless her. And you guys, thanks for listening to our podcast today.
You can watch the video on our YouTube channel.
Yeah. You can also listen to the podcast wherever podcasts are listened to.
It's free. Yeah. You know what?
But if you want to Venmo us just for fun. What else are we
going
to
do? Go to Facebook, go to Instagram.
I'm also her.com.
Just find us.
Find us.
And leave us a voicemail too.
Oh, God. Those are great.
Bye-bye.
Bye.